get rewarded for listening. Log on to the big 99.9 coyotecountry.com now. The big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Woman uses a hairdryer at the hotel and gets a $1,400 bill.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you in part by Nom Nom, life in the snack lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
News is also brought to you by the Wheatland Bank.
It is news time. It is Millionaire Day, and we take a look at another story about millions of dollars.
All right.
A woman.
Oh, Kevin, I forgot. I apologize. Real quick.
Go ahead.
The VIP Country Club.
Yes, sir.
Got loaded up over the weekend with a whole bunch of tickets, and I wanted to make sure everybody could get a jump start on it today. So, like, in there now are Kane Brown tickets, we have Chris Stapleton, what? We have Dwight Yoakam, we have Aaron Watson, we
good
have
Lord.
The Outlaw Music Festival. Those are all in the VIP Country Club.
Yeah.
So, because people say, I couldn't get through on the phone. Well, now you don't have to call. You can just enter on our website. So, if you're not a VIP yet, just text the letters VIP to 509-441-0999. We'll send you back a link and we can get you signed up. But, yeah, there's a bunch
excellent.
Of new tickets in there.
Okay.
I apologize, and I'm ready to proceed.
I like it. I like it. Thank
yes,
you, Jay.
Yes, thank you.
Well, let's get to this story. A National Millionaire's Day.
All right.
A woman wins $2.5 million
mm-hmm.
on a slot machine at Bally's Casino in Atlantic City.
Okay.
That's pretty exciting. She's 72 years old, by the way. She said, I almost died. Wheel of Fortune slot machine. It happened. It happened back in February. She hit a $1.2 million jackpot with a 2x multiplier.
Nice.
Oh, we love the multipliers.
Yeah, way to play it.
Oh, man. The machine told her she won $2.5 million.
Okay.
Started spewing out those virtual coins with the word jackpot flashing. They told her, you know, she had to get a hand-paid jackpot, whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
A worker then arrived and told her, well, you didn't actually win anything.
Well,
it's a malfunction of the machine.
Well,
say that there's a slip up with the slot's inner workings and that he offered her $350 instead because he said, when I look inside, the actual winner was
$350. Oh.
Now, it does say on all the slot machines that if there's any...
Like there's a disclaimer?
Any malfunctions, void winnings or whatever.
Right.
It is something like that. But come on.
That's lame.
You think you've won $2.5 million and then they take it away?
Instead, you get $350?
$350. Guess what she has now?
$2.5 million or
something? No, she has an attorney.
Oh, okay.
And they're trying to get $2.5 million.
Yeah.
Actually, they're going for $3.5 just to, you know, for her pain and suffering.
I get it.
Can't have pain and suffering, Jay. That's not good.
No.
So, yeah, that was the outcome of it. They are saying
that's ridiculous.
The casinos, people say that they are, you know, cooperating and that it is very clear that all malfunctions will be voided.
Man.
They say it looks like someone fiddled with the machine, according to her lawyers.
Sounds like probably, you mean after she won?
Yeah, that the casino operators need to be investigated.
Oh, boy. Oh, wow.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I will follow that story
Thank
for you.
Kevin.
You know me, if there's a good gambling story, I'm following it.
Story number two.
And one more from the millionaire world today on National Millionaires Day. We go right here to the state of Washington. Spokane Valley, Washington.
Oh, wow.
Have you heard this story?
I don't know.
I mean, maybe it came out last week. I have no idea what is going on here. But they say a grocery store in Washington known as Yoke's Fresh Market.
Heard of it.
Heard of it?
I have.
Yeah, I've been there.
Mm-hmm.
They think they had the best barbecue rub selection in the world.
Okay.
I don't know. That's Yolks. I always think of Yolks for meat and barbecue rub. I don't know why.
I think of it for
groceries. They used to sell Tom Sherry's rub.
I think that's right, yeah.
And you know how good that stuff was.
I don't know that they don't still sell it. But
tasted a little fruity, though.
Okay.
Yolks Fresh Market.
So proud of yourself.
Spokane Valley. Sold. A $4.6 million winning ticket for the April 17th lotto drawing.
Really? Which was that the state lottery?
Jay, I don't know. This is the first never I've heard of that. The store got $46,000, okay? A week later, the store sold a hit five for $165,000 prize.
Which one is it?
The hit five?
No, ticket? which store?
Yokes in the Spokane Valley.
Is there only one?
I don't know. I think so. I'm trying to think of the Yokes that I know of. There's the Yokes right there by the one gym.
Right. Planet Fitness.
Is that
Fitness.
Like in Sullivan?
And
Sprague and Sullivan?
I think
just
it's
a
Pines,
little bit west.
I think, yeah, I think
Pines,
it's Pines.
Okay. You're my Valley guy.
Yeah, Pines, and then there's one. Isn't there one in Argonne? So which one was it? Dang it. I guess I'll have to buy them at both.
I know which one you're saying. Yeah. There is another one.
And there's a Liberty Lake one, too. So
okay, so it wouldn't have been Liberty Lake.
Well, they would have said that.
Say Liberty
yeah,
Lake.
Yeah. I'm going to guess Pines.
$165,000, okay, a week later, followed by a $200,000 Powerball ticket.
This is like the person who calls to try to win a contest here, and they're the ones that keep getting through, and then people go, how do they keep getting through?
I mean, that's three wins in a month. Actually, they say it was within a week, and now they're just releasing it a month later. How did we miss this story?
I don't know. Well, they just released it.
Well, they just released it, I mean, nationally, ago, but yeah. We have inside sources.
Yeah, we do, yeah. We should have that.
We have
should
people
know that.
Who buy groceries.
Steve, how come you didn't have that story? Are you supposed to, like, call all the grocery stores and see if they sold winning tickets? Isn't that part of your job?
You know, I was busy preparing for my parents.
Okay. Well, cancels out. Carry on.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Oh, wait, what was that?
Oh, boy.
Was that a sneeze?
Don't even.
No, was that seriously?
No, don't even.
Gosh, change. Seriously.
Kevin James.
I
thought a three-year-old coughed.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Final story is brought to you by Reflections by Owsley.
I mean, I could talk about so many things, but I almost feel like at this point it would be, you know what? I will talk about this because this is something I can ask Steve's parents. A high school senior was accepted into 231 schools and awarded more than $14 million in scholarships. That's just called a show off. $14.7 million
what Steve was offered,
in scholarships.
I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Probably
sure.
The same. Yeah.
We now go to Steve's parents.
That's a lot of application fees, let me tell you.
Yeah, isn't it? I love the way you think. That's
231. What kind of a student was Steve in high school, and did he have any scholarship offers?
He did.
Really?
For my alma mater.
Oh, that's true.
And Barb's.
And Barb's?
And Barb's, too.
Okay, so what are your alma maters?
Bradley University in Peoria.
That's yours. So what was yours, Barb?
Michigan State.
Oh, MSU. Go Spartans.
Yeah.
Wow. And Steve got offers from both of them?
Yeah.
To play football or what?
Basketball.
Yeah. He's very tall. Yep. Yes, that makes more sense. Yeah.
But he chose not to go with those schools.
Of course not.
Wow.
So he went instead to Mizzou.
They're right. Yeah.
Which, was there anyone else in the family that went to Mizzou? What was the attraction to Mizzou, Steve?
The rec set.
Oh, the rec center. Yeah, well, that was pretty cool. They do have a very cool rec center.
Yeah, well, that's a good selling point.
Yeah, but journalism, they're known for their journalism program, and that's what I
look where it got you.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah.
It
really has paid off. Here you are, good old
thanks, Kevin.
Spokane,
Washington. He writes Beat the Show questions every day.
He does, right?
Mean, you know.
You know what, with Steve's parents in here, I've got to wonder if they should be involved in Beat the Show. Marv and Peter, are you guys good at trivia at all?
A little bit.
Uh-huh. I think that's an undersell.
Marv, you are not?
Not so much, no.
Okay, she says no chance on her.
Never know.
Well, maybe and the funny thing about Steve's dad, there's a lot of funny things about him as we found out the other night. We'll get into those. But you used to do radio.
I did. Pete Eugene for WCBU-FM Peoria.
Gosh, dang it. I can hear it
good.
All day.
Yeah, he sounds
Pete
good.
Pete Eugene. So your middle name is Eugene.
That is correct.
So is mine.
What's it, the irony
the power
of that?
Power of the Eugenes.
Yeah, crazy, yeah.
And our buddy Warren, who's on the Friday show, is also a Eugene. So we have three great Eugenes involved in the program now.
The Eugene Trio. That's right, yeah.
Why did you not pass it down to Steve?
Didn't need to.
Yeah, he's his own kid. Come
That's
on,
right.
Man.
I mean, usually you don't, name something after. I don't want to have to live up to the Eugene curse.
Oh, that's fair, right? See, my family was one of those that Eugene has been around for, you know, decades.
It's a family
generation
name.
After generation, mm-hmm. So they just kept passing it down.
Yeah.
So I had to give it to my son. It's kind of like, it does take away the fun of a middle name. You just have to go with the one that's the family name.
You know, my wife said the first one was her choosing of the names, and then Stephen was my choosing.
I see.
Okay.
So he's named after Stephen, after my grandmother, Zelda, and my grandfather, Max. So that's how you get the first letter of each name. So.
Oh.
So what's the middle name?
Stephen Michael.
Stephen Michael.
I see.
Right.
Okay.
Which is a great radio name, by the way.
It really is. Yeah. Why do you
Stephen
use that,
Michael.
Steve?
Producer Stephen Michael.
That's all right. Yeah, that's all right.
Stephen Michaels on.
Yeah, see?
99.9.
It does. It sounds like a radio name, 100%.
Yeah, very good, Dad. Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Jay, what were you most surprised about with dinner the other night with Steve's parents?
That they're funnier than Steve?
So funny. You guys are a hoot. Like, you guys were so fun at dinner and so outgoing. Like, because I asked Steve earlier, I go, what's your dad's like? He's like, well, he's a little bit like I am, a little, you know, unsure, maybe a little cautious of things or whatever. But as soon as we started talking to you, I was like, no, this guy is hilarious.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
He does Donald Duck impressions.
Of course. We were waiting to see how long that was going to take. Yeah.
His, and they have some stories of, just some great stuff. Where your stories about California, we will get to that at some point today.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
But, Steve, what do you want to do with Beat the Show?
We could have...
Do you think your questions are good today?
No. I mean, They're like my, you know, everyday questions.
So it's your normal effort.
Yeah.
I got you.
No, I mean, they're decent. Let me see. I'm thinking.
Could I come up with the questions fast enough for him to take on his parents?
Oh, to take
for
on
Steve
his
to
parents?
Take on his dad.
Oh, my gosh. That would be a great idea.
And
yeah, you could probably do it.
How do we award the Dutch Bros?
Well, we'll just give it out.
Yeah, we'll just give it to a random person.
Mm-hmm.
Either that or you could represent someone and your dad could represent someone.
Well, I like that, too.
Your choice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Steve's choice.
Yeah, I do like that, Kevin. If you think you can come up with them fast enough, I think that's a great idea.
You know, I think I can.
Yeah.
Okay. If not, I have a topic.
But yeah, Kevin will come up with it. It's fine.
Kevin, do it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Barb.
Get in, Barb. Don't let him make a decision.
Steve and I have a very different way of doing things. Steve loves to have questions prepared a week ahead of time.
Yeah.
And
just
I am,
just wing
I
it.
Have 3 minutes, that's when I'm going to do my best work. Because I'm under pressure, and I'll just get it done. If I have two, I'll be like, Steve, just do it right now. He's like, Kevin, I already have them done. He's very prepared.
Yes, exactly. Tick-tock goes the clock. Kevin says it's his best work, and sometimes he's right.
Jay, that is correct. Sometimes it does not go as well as it could.
Yeah. No, I think, actually, I don't think these are bad questions to
sure,
do.
Sure, too late. You already said they weren't that
great.
Yeah,
I think it's fun for you to play your dad.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, I do, too.
All right, so...
And I think they should each represent someone, Kevin.
I think that's a great idea.
All right. Well, that's what we'll do for Beat the Show next. Hold on for that. And just, how's the... overall impression, like, so far of Spokane, since we talked to you about it on Friday a little bit, but now you've got, a couple more days under your belt.
No, we liked it. We liked it a lot. I mean, we've been able to explore a lot of it with Steve. And
sorry about the weather.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's been a bummer.
The rain, we're tough Chicagoans. We don't melt in the rain.
That's true.
But that Wicked Witch did.
Oh, there's that humor.
There he is.
There we go.
I think the architecture is very cool downtown.
Yeah.
And how the parks you know,
beautiful.
Bring people together with imagination.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool.
It is very cool.
And you guys did get to go to Coeur d'Alene, and you did the cruise around Coeur d'Alene.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous.
That's a beautiful spot, too, here in the Northwest.
Are you getting us a house here so yes. we can get...
Yes, we will get you one.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, actually,
I'm not paying for it, so I better go to Yokes.
Yes, go get a ticket. Go get a winning ticket.
And the recall jokes are insane.
Yeah, pretty good.
He's all over it.
Very nice.
All right, well, hold on. We've got Steve's parents will be with us here, and we are going to have one heck of a Beat the Show coming up next.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I was able to lift the bar, and that was about it. And I think the bar...
85 pounds?
No, I don't think it was that
the
much.
The bar's 45 pounds.
Kevin James.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to help Steve out.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show. What? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
It is Beat the Show time, brought to you by Dutch Bros. The one of a kind, first and maybe only time ever that we'll have two people playing Beat the Show, or two people being represented by Beat the Show. Let me get to our first listener here. Hey, Phil.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
How are you, brother?
I'm doing good.
We can treat you okay, or what?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just working, but yeah, it was good.
Was that you that landed your plane on the North-South Freeway, or no?
No. I was not in that area.
Okay,
I stayed away from town.
All right.
Did you live up to your nickname at all this weekend? Your nickname,
yes,
of course,
actually.
Fireball Phil. Did you enjoy a little shot of Fireball?
There were a few shots of things today, yesterday. And,
okay. I was going to say today, holy smokes.
Over to an early start.
Overachiever, man. I mean.
I had to wake up, you know.
Unless you're calling from New York, I'm thinking, holy smokes. All right, so hold on. Well, Phil, you get to choose first. Who would you like to have represent you? Would you like Steve or Steve's parents?
Well, you know, Steve, I want you to know I have faith in you, mm-hmm. and I'm going to go with your parents.
Yeah. Nobody's surprised.
Could be a smart move.
Nobody's shocked there. Hold on, Phil. Hold on for 1 second. Hi, Candy.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Doing good.
Candy, would you like to have Steve represent you, or would you rather have Steve represent you?
Good choice.
Well, I'm going to have to go with Steve.
You know what? Good job, Candy. Right. Good job. All right, hold on for a second, Candy.
We're going to need producer Steve to leave the studio.
That's correct, yeah.
And go out into the hall where you cannot hear anything that's going on.
Yeah.
We're going to give your parents the 60 seconds, okay, to answer these questions. If you guys get stuck on one, you can just say pass, okay? If we have time, we'll get back around to it. Sound good?
Yes.
Are you going to panic like Steve does?
No.
Atta girl, Barb.
Oh, I'm definitely going to panic in a bit.
Yeah, I know you will.
Okay.
Right, goodbye, Steve.
Let's go. Here
all
we go.
All right,
Bye, Steve. We'll see you in a little bit.
All right. Here we go, guys.
Just go out in the hall. We'll yell at you when it's time to come back.
I'll whistle loud.
Goodbye, all right.
Steve. Get out of there.
Here we go. Are there more or less than 20 million millionaires in the U.S.?
There are more, I think.
More.
Jeff Bezos had the most expensive divorce in U.S. history. Within $10 million, how much did his ex-wife get?
Oh, half.
That's a great answer, Barb, but I'm going to need a specific number.
Oh, gosh. Jeez. I probably, I'm going to say $3.5 billion.
Okay. Oprah Winfrey is known for her legendary talk show. What is the name of her television network? It's Chicago. I mean, this is right up your alley.
Own?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. Bill Gates is from Washington. What is his wife's name? It's part of their foundation's name as well.
He's not married anymore. He's divorced. So there is no wife's name.
Well, take that, Kevin.
That's the name of their foundation still. Yeah. Technically. Okay, you know what? Point for you. Dolly Parton has made millions in Dollywood. Name a Dolly Parton song. Oh, come on.
9 to 5.
Yeah, thank you.
Give one more, Kevin.
And I'll give you one more. They have served millions, and their founder made millions. Who is the founder of McDonald's?
Ray Kroc.
I know that in a heartbeat.
Baby, he was on it.
All right. All right, Steve's going to come back in. There was no chance he was going to miss that, Kevin. Come on now. All right, let's see how we do.
That one.
Steve, good luck, okay? And we wish you the best. Phil is cheering against you.
But Candy is cheering for me.
That's correct.
That's true, and that's all you need, a little candy. Here we go. Are there more or less than 20 million millionaires in the U.S.?
More or less than 20 million? Less.
Are you going to repeat all the questions?
Jeff Bezos had the most expensive divorce in U.S. history.
Uh-huh.
Within 10 million, how much did his ex-wife get?
250 million.
Oprah Winfrey is known for her legendary talk show.
Yep.
What is the name of her television network?
OWN.
Bill Gates is from Washington. What is his wife's name? It's the name of their foundation as well.
Cheryl.
Huh.
Steve, thank you.
Yeah.
That is where you've improved. Before, he would have just hemmed and hawed.
What are we doing here?
Dolly Parton has made millions at Dollywood. Name a Dolly Parton song.
9 to 5.
They have served millions and their founder made millions. Who was the founder of McDonald's?
I know, Ronald. His name's like Roy something or I don't know.
Roy something.
Roy something.
I got you down for Roy something.
Roy McDonald's.
Mm-hmm. No, that's not. Is that not right?
That is not right, but thank you for noticing.
What is his name?
We'll tell you in a second.
Yeah, we'll tell you because your dad knew it. He shouted it out.
He knew it very well. Yeah.
Very well. Okay, are there more or less than 20 million millionaires in the U.S.? The latest number from 2023 is 24.5 million millionaires.
That would be more than. That means
1 point.
1 point for the parental units and 0 points for
that
Steve.
That is quite the dance Peter Heskey is doing.
The dance of joy.
Showing off. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Jeff Bezos had the most expensive divorce in U.S. history. Within 10 million... How much money did she get? Jay, do you remember this one?
We had a 250,000 guess from Steve, and we had a 3.5 billion from the parents. I want to say it's in the 30 or 40 billion range, but I don't remember.
Okay, I have to look it up because I have it in my head what I think the number is. Yeah, that is correct. $38 billion.
Yeah, that you could live on it. I mean, if I was forced to.
I'd be happy with the 3.5 that I guess.
Yeah,
right.
Same.
Give me the 0.3. Yeah. Give me any of it.
Yeah, give me the 0.5 billion would be good, too.
I love that his ex has moved on to marry a school teacher.
Yeah, right.
That guy hit the jackpot.
No points. It's still 1 to nothing.
1 to nothing, Steve, but we're going to tie it up here. No, we're not going to tie it up. That's a lie. Oprah Winfrey is known for her legendary talk show. What is the name of her television network? It is O or Own, the Oprah Winfrey Network.
Points for everybody. Own. 2 to 1 in favor of the parents.
Bill Gates is from Washington. What was his wife's name? It's also the name of their foundation. It's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
It's very popular.
Yeah, it's very popular here in Washington because they fund
tons of school stuff.
And I mean, so it's very popular here. I didn't know if it was known nationwide.
She funded some charities in Chicago, too.
Did she? Okay.
Yeah, so she's a very nice woman.
Yeah, they definitely do a lot of charitable work.
By the way, Peter said he's not married anymore, so that doesn't really count, Kevin. So half a point for him.
Yeah, it's probably fair. Dolly Parton made millions. You both said a Dolly song, 9 to 5. But the one that's going to put it over the top.
3.5 to 2, by the way, parents in the lead.
For the win. They have served millions and their founder made millions. Who was the founder of McDonald's? Your dad knew this in like half a second.
Yep.
Ray Kroc. Do they have...
Ray Kroc.
Ray Kroc. Do they have like the Kroc Centers around Chicago? Is that a thing? No. Okay, like in Coeur d'Alene.
It's Mickey...
It's Mickey D's. I mean, there's a
the hospitals for children.
Yeah,
the Ronald McDonald.
Yes. Okay.
Good. Yeah, they have a lot of, and they do have the Roy Kroc stuff there, right? Where they it known.
I used to work for a company. Half the company serviced McDonald's, the other half all these other restaurants, and I worked for the others. But we got a book on Ray Kroc, so that's why. I knew
so you
so
knew
fast.
All about it, okay? Because like in Coeur d'Alene, they have a beautiful place called the Roy and Joan Kroc Center. It's the Kroc Center, and it's just a beautiful. It's like a YMCA.
Or do they
like
actually have the Ray Kroc Center?
Ray, did I say Roy?
You did.
God dang it, Steve, you brainwashed me.
Do I get a half point?
Yeah, you get a half point to only lose by two.
Oh,
hey, Candy. We don't have Dutch Bros for you this time around, but we're going to qualify for the prize today for the month of May, okay?
Oh, perfect. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you.
Absolutely. Hold on for 1 second. And looky over here. Phil, you had the first choice. You took Steve's parents. That was a great decision on your part. Dutch Bros for you, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Good job, parents. Good job, parents. Yay.
Thank you. After the start he had with like 3 or 4 shots of Fireball, he's going to need that Dutch Bros, man. I'm telling you.
He's going to need it.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I think my irrational fear, or a silly one, is Oompa Loompas.
Excuse me? They're not real.
I agree with this, though.
Kevin James.
So you are watching Willy Wonka and you're getting creeped out or something?
Oh, absolutely. And I have 3 older sisters that used to love to torture me by turning on Willy Wonka. They would rewind and replay the Oompa Loompa scene.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show Stat of the Day.
Stat of the Day brought to you by Zero Res. Kevin.
Well, we have producer Steve's parents in studio today, all the way from Northbrook, Illinois.
Home of
Did I get it right?
Yes, absolutely.
Northbrook? Okay.
Wow.
Outside, you know, suburbs of Chicago.
Right.
So we asked today for the stat of the day. How many pizza places are in Chicago?
Oh, my goodness.
Would you even have a guess of how many pizza places are in Chicago?
So are you talking about, Kevin, like if it's like, you know, a one particular brand, but it has 12 stores, you have to count all 12 stores?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Jay, it's a... The Windy City, they say, boasts a staggering number of pizza places.
Not that they have a number. They're great pizza.
Yeah. See, this is why I want to get into it. I want to get into this Chicago-style pizza. I'll tell you, the answer is 1,923 pizza places.
Pretty good.
Not bad.
That's more slices than you could shake a giant sausage at. And believe you me, in Chicago, those sausages are something to behold. That's what this stat says.
Oh, my God.
I did not make that up.
I was like, wow. That was very interesting the way you were reading that.
I was impressed.
I was embarrassed. What do you mean?
Yes. I wanted to leave, too. I'm with you, Peter.
I know. Well, okay, so 1,923 pizza places in Chicago. Let's say you guys are giving a recommendation right now. I go to Chicago. I got to go to a Chicago pizza place. Where am I going?
Well, if you like deep dish, which is what they're most famous for. It's either Lou Malnati's or Gino's there's so many deep dish places that are great.
Are they very close to each other, these legendary pizza places, or is it more spread out?
They're kind of spread out.
Because I'm curious if people are like, oh, you know, and I don't even know how Chicago works necessarily, if there's like, oh, North Side, or is it, do they separate it kind of like, we have the South Hill and the Valley and stuff like that.
They might have multiple, you know, restaurants all over.
The thing is different is they have so many crusts to, you know, thin.
If you don't get a pie pizza, I mean, you know,
a deep dish. Yeah.
See, and that's kind of how we are here. We have all the different types of crust, but the deep dish thing has never really caught on here. I mean, that I know. I mean, there's some places that do it.
I mean, yeah, they do,
but I don't think it's
not legendary.
We'll send you some. We don't want you to miss that great dish.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'd love to try it. Do you guys both like deep dish?
I like it.
I prefer the thin.
Okay.
I like it because it's so much cheese
and
it's like a pie.
It is a pie.
I heard a comedian the other day say, man, what's up with Chicago? He was talking about, you call lasagna pizza. He thinks that your pizza is lasagna. because it's just so like
thick,
layers.
Yeah.
No.
That is not okay.
No.
And he said, why do you put a pickle on a hot dog?
Oh, because they're great.
They're great. You get a nice kosher dill pickle on there.
Wait, is that like a street vendor thing? Like if
oh,
you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and is it sliced the long way or
long
is it just
way.
A, okay, I got you.
Yeah, and it fits on the like bun it. And the
like,
hot
like
dog
a spear.
Perfectly.
What a great idea. See, because here we do relish. We just do relish.
Well, you do the green relish. It can get all over your hands and you have green fingers. But
right.
I mean, you know.
Isn't relish made with a sweet pickle?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's made with a sweet pickle.
I believe it is. Yeah. Now there's a hot dog relish that is mustard and dill.
Some people
and
like
it's real good.
Some people like peppers on their hot dogs.
Oh yeah.
Celery salt is also a must.
Okay.
And Steve is in there making noises.
Tomato wedges and of course for Chicago, only mustard.
Only mustard.
Ketchup.
Thank you.
Now, I have a hunch. I've not yet had a hot dog with your son. But I can't wait.
Yeah.
I would imagine Steve is going to eat a hot dog. I just picture him the same way my granddaughter is going to want it.
Plain.
Ketchup.
Yeah, right. With plain with ketchup.
Right?
Yeah.
Ketchup, and that's it. Steve, how do you eat your hot dog?
I do like ketchup and mustard. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good.
But that's it?
Yeah.
Yeah, boring.
Boring. And we know you don't like pickles, Steve, so you're out on the Chicago way.
Yeah,
I'd love to have a Chicago hot dog with a spear of pickle. Oh, yeah, that sounds like
a great idea. Well, you can do your show from Chicago, and we'll show you all the great places to eat. Hot dog,
no kidding. Okay.
Beef sandwiches, and of course, deep dish pizza.
And they have to have good fries with it.
Yeah, good fries.
You know, that's part of it with the dogs.
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes they wrap the fries with the dog together.
Oh, like inside like the aluminum foil?
The foil, yeah.
Really?
Oh, I like that.
So that you get your, everything stays hot.
That's hilarious. I never even seen or heard that before. Wow. Well
you
done,
Chicago.
You guys
did try fries from Zips here, I understand.
They were good.
Okay. Zips is legendary for their fries and their tartar sauce.
We tried that with the French fries. That was good.
Okay. You did like it.
Had you had that before, any sort of tartar with French fries?
No.
Yeah, that's definitely not a Midwestern thing.
I mean, what do they do in England? They do vinegar
with
French fries, and somebody does...
Amsterdam.
And I think somebody mayonnaise. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
With their fries.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's kind of...
It's close.
Like Amsterdam. Yeah. I mean, Spokane, Amsterdam.
Oh.
You know?
Sometimes we call this Spokamsterdam.
Spokamsterdam.
Kevin Eugene, stop lying.